sentiment.
So again, the OT, you guys getting the OT winner, it seemed like there's a bit of just more of a relief. Is that the case?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, coming in the weekend with, you know, so much time off, it's, you got to come back and play strong. We played a great team in Merrimack and came up short a little bit, but I think, you know, we had to get this one, had to get this win. And that's huge to be playing teams from, you know, the out east like that. Is, you know, great to pick up wins like that. So, yeah, a little bit of a relief, but, you know, we just got to, you know, start focusing for next weekend because, you know, we're playing a great opponent in Michigan.
You guys had nearly 90 shots on goal and took four, only got four or five going. Is that something that you guys are doing, just running to a hot goalie, or what do you think is the case?
I think if you guys are a little snake bit right now, I could see a guy like Justin Kloos that, you know, got robbed at least twice this weekend, a few other great chances, and Ambrose had a good breakaway there at the end. So I think guys are a little snake bit, but, you know, when that happens, you got to keep working hard and keep driving the net and you know, stay away from the perimeter to try to get in the house area to get goals and get the dirty goals, because that's, you know, when you're a snake bit, you're going to get the, probably not the pretty ones, but the dirty ones in front, or tips, rebounds. And, you know, we got a tip goal, the first goal and a rebound to win the game, so that's how you score.
You hit the power play goal today, but you guys were 1-for-10 in the power play over the weekend. I mean, is that just something coming off a break, and do you think that guy's just going to get fixed, or is that something you need to look at moving forward?
Yeah, they. I think they had a, you know, Merrimack had a really good penalty kill coming. I think it was fourth in the nation or something like that. And RIT really blocked shots. And, you know, they had a lot of heart out there to, you know, to get on a knee. And, you know, that's something we could, you know, we can look at to try to bring to our game, of, you know, getting on a knee like that and blocking shots and everything. And, you know, I think we were shooting some pucks. And I think got a little too cute at times and around the, you know, the net area. Instead of taking it to the net, we kind of look for that extra pass or kind of skate away from the area of the net. And, you know, we got to just keep shooting, keep creating chances. And if we do that, we're going to get, you know, success, and we're going to score on the power play.
Where do you guys think you are heading into the Big Ten season? How would you assess the team's play going forward? And, you know, what strengths do you think you have, and what things do you think you need to work on to have a successful Big Ten season?
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of haven't been, you know, playing to our ability this year, definitely. And, you know, I think we had a lot of shots in the net this weekend. I think the main focus thing for us is, you know, scoring goals, especially 5-on-5. And that's one thing that's kind of let us down a little bit. And, you know, you kind of want to keep it under 2 goals defensively, and you know, hopefully you score 2 or more offensively. So that's a big, you know, thing we need to, you know, kind of address. And as I said, you know, you need to get to the net, the dirty areas, to get the goals. And, you know, if they're not coming, you got to get to those areas and don't just stay on the perimeter. But, you know, you just got to make plays and create opportunities, you know, off the pass and from the corners like that, and not just, you know, expect to score off the rush, which is, you know, the easy part of the game. You got to get to those tough areas.
Your brother Connor has kind of been on a hot streak lately. He picks up an assist today, a goal yesterday. Have you seen a difference in his play recently?
Yeah, I think he's just building more confidence, and I think the coaches are having a little more trust in him, and it's great for him to be on the first line this weekend with a guy like Rao and Warning. So he's, you know, he's just building more confidence as the year goes on. He's getting rewarded with, you know, shooting the puck a lot more and being confident in that area. To, you know, he can find the back of the net. It's a guy we can count on night in, night out.
Awesome. Thanks, yeah.
Thank you.